Well, today the environmental charity Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful in association with Hayne Waste Solutions has revealed the parks and green spaces here that have been awarded a prestigious Green Flag Award. And to fill us in on those awards is Ian Humphreys, Dr. Ian Humphreys. A very good morning to you.
Thank you and good morning to you.
We have some beautiful areas and I think our green flags, our park and gardens are improving every year.
Well, they are, and we're having more and more of our parks and green spaces come forward to actually make that obvious by getting this award. And we've had the award grow from 15 back in 2012 with 43 awards being made today. And every year, despite, you know, financial difficulties in all sectors, more and more people are going for this award.
And the fact that more and more people are going for this award, I think it's a great indicator of the pride that we do seem to be taking back into our local areas.
Well, exactly. And we really do want people to not only live here, but to love here wherever they are. And of course, that doesn't matter whether you're a member of the public or a member of park staff, and everyone can have their way of doing that. And setting this standard, of course, is something that people will then know what standards to expect when they go to a park when it's flying this flag. And that, of course, is flying in now increasing numbers of countries. In fact, I think Australia have just started. And today, even, there's a number of sites in Ireland getting awarded here at Antrim Castle Gardens.
Yes, because you're up at making the announcement up at the Antrim Castle Gardens and Clotworthy House, and that is yet another beautiful area as well.
Well, I'm standing outside today. I'm looking at a green roof, which, of course, is absorbing the rainwater, and those plants on the roof are...
They're getting very well watered then.
Not today, not today.
I know.
they're turning the carbon dioxide into oxygen for us. I'm looking at wonderful azalea trees and the lovely lavender and box borders. And that's an area that's managed by not only the council staff, but by volunteers. And that's one of the things that we look for in the management of our green spaces, that local people are involved.
And local people are involved in so many areas and reporting back. I did an interview last week with a local council area, and they were saying that they're delighted when the local people get in touch with them if there's something wrong and say, look, this needs looked at, because they can't be in all places at all times.
Exactly. We want a beautiful Northern Ireland. We all have a role to play, and we can all do something about that. And our Live Here, Love Here campaign that's running across the councils with the Tourism NI and DOE, that now is starting to engage large numbers of people who are just doing those little things. One of the criteria for the Parks Award is, of course, close to my heart, is cleanliness. And we know thousands of people are out every year in the big spring cleans that are doing these cleanups. And, of course, in the parks, that's a daily job as well. So the more that people get involved, and as you've just said, councils are welcoming that, the better Northern Ireland will have, and the better for not only us who live here, but tourists as well.
And the tourists, I remember talking many years ago to a gentleman. It was actually the Rugby World Cup many years ago, and it was the Japanese people were coming over, and they said they can't believe just how much green space that we had in Belfast. They said if that was in Japan, they'd have built at least however many hundreds of high-rises on it, and we are actually the envy of a lot of countries from around the world because we have kept our green spaces.
Well, that's it, and part of that is the current management now is really investing in these green spaces, and a part of it is the vision of people who've gone before us. Even if we go back to the Victorian area, where a lot of those parks were handed over to the public and into the council for safekeeping, we need people now with that same vision. So in 100 years' time, we still have a beautiful green space, which is, I mean, we have world-beating environment in Northern Ireland, no doubt about that.
Well, we thank you so much indeed for coming on today. There are too many, as you say, there are 43 now, and far too many for me to go through and mention on the programme. But I would say the majority of our parks are exceptionally well looked after, and it's fantastic to see them continuing with all this good work. And the fact, as you say, it's volunteers as well that are helping out, it makes it so much more important.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much indeed. Dr. Ian Humphreys, Chief Executive of Keep Northern Ireland Beautiful, talking about the green flags and how proud we are of our local areas.